Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, all very serious in the first hour. We're going to get back to the Kimmel story with Bill Carter. No one has covered late-night TV closer or better the last 40 years than Bill Carter. His books turned into movies, still very plugged into this scene. So Bill Carter on Kimmel, Brendan Carr, ABC, Donald Trump and all that. I talked about it. Starting the show, first two segments, then we had the Speaker of the House, Lisa Daymuth, on last hour on her future, the governor's race, more fraud, will we have a special session about guns and mental health? All that is available to you if you podcast the show. And I profusely thank the folks who podcast us already. It is so simple. I get it. We have plenty of people listening right now who are, you know, they're leaving lunch, they're going to play golf, the kids to a doctor, and you might like a little bit. It might drive you nuts, so you still listen. And you might say, well, I can't listen. I'm busy during this time. Get it. That's fine. I mean, I'm on at this time because of my family. So I understand it, but you can podcast the show. Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple, whatever happened to the iHeart situation, you can listen the show on iHeart. I'll just be honest, the iHeart app is better than the Odyssey app. Can you get our podcast in the iHeart app? I don't think you can.
I'm going to look for it.
Why
right
don't
now.
You look? That would be nice, but I still don't quite get why iHeart has allowed us to be on their app, but thank you.
Didn't come up in a quick search.
Yeah. Makes it easy for me because I'll admit, three stations I listen to the most, Here, The Fan, and The Current. Now, The Current is not on the iHeart app, but the two of the three, so I enjoy that. National Cheeseburger Day. Let's jump in. Where is your place to get the best cheeseburger? Where is your place to get the best cheeseburger? That includes, by the way, a place which is no longer with us, but you miss it. Because I'll just go right away. My traditional answer, Afton, Minnesota, Lurks. If you know, you know. Lurks was around, I mean, for a long, long, like decades and decades and decades, and somebody would have to go to the Google. Can you go to the Google when Lurks shut down in Afton? It's got to be 20 years, maybe? It's been a long time. I loved what they had. Just their grill was magical. The family wanted to move on. And unless something has dramatically changed, Lurks not open. Where else? We want to go fancy? Let's go 112. 112 is still one of the five or six best restaurants in the metro area. Their burger over there is great. Parlor. Great, great burger. What's the place? Man, what's the place? Not quite on campus, but it's about 5 minutes from the U of M. And when buddies invite me to the occasional Gopher basketball game, we go there a lot. God, I can just see it right now. I know somebody's going to text me on it. Great burgers. You know, this place down here, the burger place. Good burgers.
Right in the Skyway?
Right in the Skyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay, for you, do you have a go-to burger? Okay, among the fast fooders, see, I'm going to separate because I think Culver's is just a brief step above McDonald's, Burger King, et al. But Culver's burgers are excellent.
It's more than a step above. Two steps above.
You think it's two steps above?
Yes.
A lot of people love your McDonald's cheeseburgers.
It is a clear number one in the market.
I know it's beneath you. I know fast food is beneath your palate.
You get me?
You know, so you wouldn't lower yourself to that level, you know. Are you with me on Culver's? Good burgers.
As far as the fast food chains go,
yeah.
Yes, it's a clear number one. I would separate places like, you know, counter service, like a Five Guys, and that's different. Yeah. They make a very good burger.
Oh, you think Five Guys is different than Culver's?
Yes, I think it's a different situation.
Gosh. Time out.
Sorry. My definition of fast food is you have to reasonably expect there will be a drive-through there, and I have yet to encounter a Five Guys with a drive-through.
A drive-through?
Yes.
Is what separates Culver's and Five Guys?
Well, that and the Five Guys burgers I'm still paying for from 3 years ago.
Can I give you one that's overrated?
Please.
In-N-Out burger. Calm down. It's fine.
It's a decent burger.
It's fine.
I had one a couple months ago.
Yeah.
It's good.
When we head back out to the Western White House.
I like the price.
Yeah.
It's still like five or six for a double cheese.
And the fries are horrible. The In-N-Out burger. Manning's. Yes, thank you. Thank you, the texter. Manning's is
I don't think I've ever
five,
heard of
six
Manning's.
Minutes away from campus, and it's really good. Really good. Yeah, well, people are making these pilgrimages to In-N-Out Burger. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sell you the house if I had a house, you know, and it's on Lake Como and Machu Picchu and the Eiffel Tower's there. They're fine. They're not that, like, wilt in joy that is so powerful you can't control yourself. Okay, where's a great cheeseburger place for you? Let's also add noted bottom feeder. Adam Carter thinks cheese doesn't need to be on a cheeseburger.
Then it's not a cheeseburger.
Correct.
Then it is a hamburger. That is a different item.
He's a moron. Okay, I mean, we love him.
We knew that already.
Right, and we have to have him on for some charity purposes, but thinks the cheeseburger is overrated and unnecessary for a cheeseburger. Everything else he says, you have to remember because he said that. Okay?
That's one of the most loony comments I've ever heard.
That's what happens when Nana's scaring you, you know, on the roof and you're playing football in the backyard and you want the Royals to hang around with you.
Yep.
You know? So give me a couple places.
I will give you two. One out of the metro, one in the metro.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Out of the metro, if you're down to Rochester, which my wife and I are about every 6 months or so heading down to Mayo.
Yep.
Our favorite spot to go after she's done with an appointment, Newt's. There's a couple of spots around Rochester. Newt's Bar and Grill.
Nothing better than to go to Rochester for intestinal issues and then right away get a cheeseburger after the appointment.
Hey, after she's been, you know, without food or drink for about 12 hours or so,
yes.
Feeling like absolute trash,
yes.
Let's go pound cheeseburgers and onion rings at Newt's. It's tremendous. We've done it many, many times.
Oh, yeah.
They have a bunch of great burgers.
Yeah.
In the metro.
I've also ate at Newt's. It's good.
Yes. My favorite over the last 3-4 years, 328 Grill in St. Paul Park at the American Legion there. Unbelievable burgers.
Nice.
Mike German, the chef, is a burger maestro.
Okay, so I want your text on this. Where is, somebody says there's a Newt's in Apple Valley now, right?
I think that might be true.
Okay. Wow, you're questioning the...
No, I'm fairly confident that
the honesty of our texters. Whoa, look at you. Okay, where's your burger place? And also, two other caveats. Is the cheeseburger the quintessential American meal? Is that it? If the question is, what is the quintessential American meal? Is it a cheeseburger with fries?
Okay, you added fries. Because you said meal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cheeseburger and fries.
Yeah. And again, fries are slightly overrated. Onion rings are better.
I think fries are more than slightly overrated.
Yeah, they are. Onion rings better, right?
Onion rings, a great onion ring is better than a great fry.
Every single time. And
fries are the lazy choice for restaurants nationwide, however.
It's easier, right?
Yeah.
It's just easier. I mean, what's the other contender? Hot dog?
Well, you can throw barbecue in there.
Barbecue, for sure. Now, listen, if more people could have the amazing tuna that I make, it would quickly become the quintessential American meal.
Okay, calm down.
You've seen it. It's spectacular.
Yeah, and I haven't tasted it for
you know
a reason. I'm not going near it.
I would compare it to Robert Redford's looks in the 60s and 70s. You know, Redford was like perfection. My tuna is basically perfection. Prove me wrong.
You're blind.
No. I can see my taste buds. Delicate. Inappropriate.
It's not the only one that's delicate with you.
Okay, and if you made a cheese, when you have your ideal cheeseburger, what's on it? Ideal cheeseburger. We're going to go against noted bottom feeder Adam Carter. You know, we're going to include cheese
Big
on
move.
Our cheeseburger.
Big move.
Crazy, crazy, crazy move. What else, the type of cheese, what else is on your ideal cheeseburger? We got a lot out there. Because we're going to honor National Cheeseburger Day. You were against it. I was for it.
How dare you?
651-461-9226. Want me to talk about something? Want me to talk about my flexibility?
I'd love to hear how you get that flexibility.
I need to be more flexible. I need to stand up more during the show. But I was wandering around a lot this morning, tired. I mean, the sleep is just absolutely crushing me right now. I'll be in this studio probably in about 15 years, just in some sort of corner over there, and you guys will bring me in, and I'll think I'm doing a show. But that'll just do appease me. That'll just be off to the side over there. Stretch Lab is phenomenal. Stretch Lab works with everyone. You could bring your 10-year-old there. You could bring your 95-year-old grandmother, mother, you name it. You could bring in a high-profile athlete. You could bring somebody who sits around and doesn't exercise as much as they should. You could bring somebody who's very fit, someone's overweight, someone who loves to bike, pickleball, golf, tennis, and they can help you out. I'm going to try to fine-tune the golf game with a little observation today, and hopefully the body's feeling good. And when it does, I can thank the folks at Stretch Lab. I've been going for 6-plus years, dozen-plus locations. They will help everyone. It's absolutely worth a visit. Start with the 50-minute session. They got the technology to evaluate you. They also want to hear your own words. I believe in them. I'm not stopping. You should jump on board, too. StretchLab.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we have for today's bumper music theme, Alan?
It's not my name. It's my middle name. Yeah. I do not go by that.
Yeah.
The bumper theme
call
is
me Robert.
Cancellation, free speech, censorship, those type of things.
I like it. Jim has called in to join the conversation on National Cheeseburger Day. Jim, what are your thoughts on Adam Carter saying the cheese in the cheeseburger is unnecessary and overrated?
Oh God, no, that's the cheese is the main.
It's essential.
It really is,
right? Yeah,
it really is. Yeah, I mean,
like Jimmy Kimmel, should he be suspended for that?
No, I wouldn't go that harsh.
All right, what do you want to say, sir?
Well, my favorite burger place that's open and the one that's now closed because the pandemic killed it. Well, the one that's gone now was Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers, a lot of options. I thought fine myself. I didn't think it was great, but a lot of people really liked it.
Yeah, I just like the wedgie fries they throw in there with they had this huge lettuce and tomato tray there, and I would just go up afterwards and just get extra lettuce and tomato slices with it. But
oh, you were cheating. Wait a sec. So, Jimmy, you were cheating. You were taking money from the company. Is that what you're hearing, Dave?
It's an open bar.
Yeah.
Take what you want.
It was open bar.
Yes.
No, the one that's open that's my favorite is every time I go there, it's like my mouth is like a vacuum cleaner. I just whip it right down, it's gone. It's Lion's Tap.
Oh, Lion's Tap is very solid.
Great.
Very solid. Lives up to the hype. It really does.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Let's also quickly add that this show is clear. We like to see our cheese. So
naturally.
We're not falling for the stupid hidden cheese trick in the state.
No Juicy Lucy's.
No, and I don't even acknowledge the name. The hidden cheese craze. I like to see my cheese.
I prefer to see my cheese.
Yeah.
If you're giving me a burger with hidden cheese, I'll still eat it, but I'll give it about 20 minutes to cool down feel my tongue for the next 3 days.
I'm not going to go so far that I'll never have it. Now, Mr. Western Suburbs himself, Brad Lane, he hasn't seen the eastern part of the metro in like 45 years.
No, he dismisses all of us.
He would never, ever go to Woodbury. St. Paul.
He wouldn't be allowed in.
St. Paul, it's imaginary to him. He mentions the old Willhop Inn in Minnetonka. They tore it down 20 years ago. I mean, that's going deep in the archives there.
Okay.
I mean.
The old Willhop.
Is it possible he's day drinking right now?
Possible. Probable.
Okay. On your burger and some of the suggestions here. Pepper jack cheese, mushrooms, and mustard with lettuce, tomato, onion on the side. What are your thoughts on that?
Pepper jack cheese.
Mushrooms.
No mushrooms.
I don't love, but I don't mind mushrooms. Mustard, thank you. There's no ketchup at all in this. Lettuce, tomato, onion on the side. I mean, eventually you're putting it on the burger, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. The onion's got to go on.
Yeah.
You can get the lettuce and tomato off.
Oh, you're wrong. Do you want raw onions, cooked onions, caramelized onions?
I would say, kind of like a lightly cooked. Not fully
lightly
caramelized
cooked.
So they're too slippery and sliding right off the burger.
We talking about Carter again?
No.
Okay. I'm a bit of a foodie, a Texer said. A lot of great cheeseburgers all over town. Love the Brie Burger at 112 Eatery. But no joke, my favorite is the jalapeno cheeseburger at White Castle. I love that the person goes from White Castle to 112.
They're not bad.
That's nothing wrong with that. Texer suggests raw onions and garlic mayo. God. I mean, I was kind of there with raw onions, but mayo? Ugh.
How about an aioli? A spicy aioli. Could you go with that?
I can go with that. The Kenwood makes a great burger. The Kenwood does. Woodhill Bar and Grill, Dresser, Wisconsin. Moni's Pub. Is it Moni's Pub, Lowry? What is that one?
Not familiar.
And closed for decades. Here he is. Oh, here is Mr. Western Suburbs is now chiming in talking about some place that closed.
No.
Did
Adam Carter really say that cheese was overrated on a burger?
And unnecessary.
He's been suspended.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tomorrow and Monday.
He's out. I appreciate that.
He's suspended.
Will Jordana have another person or will it just be Jordana?
Well, we're cheap. We're not going to
yeah, <that's fair. laughs>
bring anybody in.
I mean, that's why we're here. I mean, we'll
suspend it. Adam Carter.
Thank you very much. Put that on the Twitter machine.
He's out.
Adam Carter for his heinous comments on National Cheeseburger Day.
It would come
you
back
will
to bite
not
him.
Hear him on these airwaves Friday, Monday. It's not like Kimmel. It's not indefinite because he's back Tuesday. Maybe he'll make his debut with us during Ask Adam Anything. I don't know.
He deserves a chance to redeem himself, I suppose, but the punishment should be paid.
Billy Goat Tavern in Chicago, where John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd did the skit. This person said amazing. I think overrated.
I thought they were bad burgers.
I did too.
One time I was there.
I did too. It didn't do anything. I mean, it's kind of cool saying, hey,
sure, it was
I'm
neat
here.
To be in there, but the burger itself was not good.
No, no. Ideal cheeseburger, this texture says, California style.
No.
American cheese, tomato, onion, lettuce, pickles, mayo, add ketchup, mustard if desired.
Get out of here.
What's wrong with the California?
Oh, too much. Too busy. We don't need all the accoutrements.
Too much. Okay.
Plus, you said ketchup.
Yeah,
you know what you need?
No.
The key to a great cheeseburger, specifically if you're making it yourself,
yeah.
Two kinds of cheese.
Oh, I like that.
You need multiple cheeses. You need one with a strong flavor, like a sharp cheddar or a pepper jack.
It's got to pop.
And then you need one that's got good melting properties, whether it be American or a little mozzarella.
Melting properties?
Yes. You need one that melts a little better, that's a little creamier when it melts, and then the firm cheddar or pepper jack that's not going to melt as well but has the bold flavor.
All of it not hidden.
Correct.
Okay. What else? What other accoutrements do you want on your burger?
Well, the onions are okay. If you want to put lettuce on it, fine. I don't need that. If you like a little spice, a spicy aioli is good. You want to throw a little jalapenos in there, that's good too.
No tomato, though. Tomatoes are dead.
Absolutely not.
Are you done with tomatoes overall?
I don't like fresh tomatoes at all.
How about old, 47-year-old?
I'm saying like tomato sauce. I like things like that. Cooked tomatoes.
The tomato itself.
A sliced tomato I find disgusting.
Man, I'm speechless. Tomato, caramelized onion, lettuce, mustard. I like your two cheese idea.
It's not an idea. It's a movement.
Yeah. Is it a narrative? Should we go to that? How about a little avocado? What do you think about that?
I think that's ridiculous.
No, I think that's appropriate. And then maybe a little hot sauce?
I mean, do you want to taste the burger anymore, or are you just trying to cover up the taste of the burger?
That's magical. Magical. That would bring our country together. You know what I want with my bun? Lightly grilled. I want the bun lightly grilled. Somebody's saying Velveeta on the cheeseburger. Where do you stand on Velveeta?
If it were with a strongly flavored cheese, that would be okay.
A number of people are reminding me Gordy's Hi-Hat.
Mm-hmm.
Gordy's is pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times there's a long line, but they're very efficient in getting people in, plus they have great malt. I could go for a malt today.
Get one during the break. Bring back a second.
Exactly. Bill Carter, who's covered late night TV closer and better than anybody on Jimmy Kimmel, out and maybe permanently out. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill Carter has been kind enough to join us over the years a number of times. As I said before, no one has chronicled late night TV like Bill Carter, including his four books, the definitive one for me, The Late Shift, 25 plus years with the New York Times as a television critic, still has a great involvement in what is going on. And obviously we're talking about a decision involving Nexstar, Tegna, ABC, FCC, Donald Trump, and Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel, at this point, suspended indefinitely. As we bring Bill in the conversation, I know Kimmel's contract is up fairly soon. If you had to speculate today, Bill, and thank you very much for coming on, do you think Kimmel ever goes back on his show? Does his show return?
Boy, it's a tough one. it's crazy that we're in this position. I think ABC's and Disney is in a box. And if I were to put myself in their position, I would say I think you got to try. I think you got to try to get him back on the air. Otherwise, you look like you just folded and gave up. And I think the only thing I would suggest, if they ask me, is that they lay low for a while. Maybe he's not on for a couple of weeks. And then you cut him back on. And if the other stations don't carry him, they don't carry him. And you go with whatever you have, your stations and however many others you have, and you put him on Hulu, and you ride out the end of his contract. I think that would be the right thing to do rather than to look like you capitulated to this kind of pressure.
Didn't they already do that? Didn't they already fold and capitulate?
They did. They last night they did because they were under great duress time-wise. But they now have a decision to make. You know, Kimmel was about to go on the air last night and probably would have made a comment about this, some kind of conciliatory comment. But they decided they couldn't really do this, or there was some unhappiness about how that was going to go down. I don't think Jimmy wanted to look too apologetic. It was very hard to do on the fly. I think they have to come up with something. Their lawyers are probably talking to them. I think it's extremely complicated with all the other business that Disney does. But I also think that Disney's largely to blame because they caved over the George Stephanopoulos issue on
yep.
Good Morning America. And when
exactly.
they did that,
yep.
they told Trump, you can be the bully all you want because we'll never stand up to you. And so this occasion comes up, and now they're in the box because they didn't stand up the first time.
So as you know well, and I'll just remind the audience, so much of this is tied to this business transaction, which is in front of the FCC. And if it's in front of the FCC, it's in front of the president. This is Nexstar trying to buy one of their rivals, Tegna. This would put them at about 39-40% of clearance yeah. across the country, which right now is not allowed. So they need the FCC's approval. Let's
yep.
say Bob Iger, because in the end, he's the head of Disney. He ran it very successfully, left, then came back. Let's say Iger would have said to Nexstar and Tegna, who carry their stations across the country, would have said, nope, we're not mm-hmm. going to do it.
Yep.
Kimmel's on tonight.
Yep.
You make your decision. What
yep.
what would have happened?
He would have had a lot of stations that didn't carry him, for sure. They would have had a mess with givebacks to advertisers or whatever. And they would have had to deal with the FCC coming after their licenses for noncompliance. You heard what the FCC guy said.
Yep.
We can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. Well, what
think,
does that
think
sound
about
like?
It. Can I just stop in there? Think
yeah.
about that. The FCC, the head, is threatening these companies with the easy or hard way with the full power of the federal government behind them. That is
yeah.
staggering.
Yeah, it's like a mafioso with the government behind him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it sounds like,
yes.
really. It does sound like that. So, I mean, that's what they face, and they still continue to face it. I think they wanted to take a pause if they could, but the pause has just caused an incredible, obviously, firestorm of attention onto this. They're in a position where if they make the decision to put him back on, the government will go after them in any way they can. They have to fight. They have to fight that. That's what they have to do. That's what they have lawyers for. If they cave, then I think the entire creative community says, well, why should we bring a project to Disney? They will never protect us. And that's
yeah.
a big dilemma for them. That's a big dilemma for them going forward.
Okay. You've been chronicling late night since the 80s, okay? And
right.
and you've watched a lot of controversies. You've watched a lot of comments where well-established comedians, if they're going to work edgy, at times cross the line, right? And then how does the public react? How do they react? How do their how does the business react? Do you think Kimmel, with his comments, crossed the line?
Absolutely not. 1,000 times, no. The whole thing is just them saying he somehow insulted or demeaned Charlie Kirk. He didn't do anything to Charlie Kirk. He made a comment about the shooter and what was being said about the shooter. Nothing about Charlie Kirk, nothing about Charlie Kirk's policies or statements or anything like that. And then he made a joke about Trump. That's what they're really upset about, that they somehow did something offensive because he made that joke.
That's it.
In isolation, there is nothing, absolutely nothing over the line here. Zero. And really, I know for a fact that Jimmy was really surprised and taken aback by this, because I think he thought that was a basically bland thing he was saying, not a you know, incendiary thing.
I agree with you 100%, and I'm amazed at how distorted it has become.
I'm not amazed by that, man. Well, that's their business.
Well, that is
their business, is making it distorted.
You're right. But here's what I'm going to say. By the folks who claim that they knew what Charlie Kirk was all about.
Yeah,
Charlie Kirk was this free speech absolutist and would go all these places. Mm-hmm. And the idea, and again, Kirk and Kimmel would have agreed 1 out of every 100 times on issues. But the idea that Charlie Kirk was for shutting down folks who don't agree with his views is the opposite of what he was doing to mainly liberal campuses when he was engaging in the byplay back and forth.
That's absolutely right. But they have made him sort of an icon of their positions now. He's basically a martyr. They've made him a martyr.
Correct.
And so anybody who says anything that can be considered somehow, you know, a slur against the martyr is being attacked with the full effort of the government. But frankly, all of this is a pretense. It's just a pretense. They were gunning for Jimmy Kimmel. They've been gunning for the guy. Trump hates the guy, and he basically put this guy on him to say, you know, go after him. And he already said openly he should be canceled for no reason before.
He's not hiding it.
They're not hiding it. He's basically said, I'm going to get this guy, and if you don't agree, I'm going to damage your business. I'm going to damage your investors. I'm going to damage you. I mean, this is a complete reversal of what our government is supposed to be doing. We have a government that is supposed to not interfere this way in either people's private business or obviously their speech.
This is Bill Carter. He's excellent on this topic. You can hear it. You don't have to agree. You can chime in, 651-461-9226. This is exactly right. Like when the president again is asked about it today in the UK and he talks about ratings, give me a break. There is Truth Social tweet after tweet where he's gunning for him, going after him. And even late night, last night, he basically said NBC, not basically, he said it, NBC, you're next. And he mentions the two hosts. You know.
Myers, yes.
Yeah, you know SNL is next.
And
SNL.
Of course.
And
if he gets, if NBC concedes, then why would they protect SNL? It's just one step after another. I don't think NBC will. NBC is in a different position, I think, because they are the network of late night. They created it. They've had the leading lights in it. They have Saturday Night Live. It's so much a part of their identity. If they caved, the whole business might as well just have a government stamp on it.
I want to believe you, Bill. I know how smart you are in this area, but I've watched newspaper after newspaper, network after network, university after university, the social media titans, they're all lining up to kiss his butt.
Yes,
so I'm just not going to be surprised.
But
NBC,
somebody has to say no. Somebody has to say no. I think Iger has a chance. He has a chance to say, okay, I'm going to make an accommodation of sorts here, but I am not doing what they want. I will not be bullied. He has a chance to do that. He should have done it with Stephanopoulos.
Yep.
If he doesn't do it, then his legacy, his reputation, which is a very good one as a business leader and as a really a creative CEO, will be tarnished forever, will be ruined. I really think they have to say, we're not going to just roll it. We'll find some accommodation, but we're not going to do what you say because you're not the king. That's the reason the First Amendment was first.
Right.
Because it's the one that's the most important. You do not get to tell us what we can think or what we can say. And that's what this is about.
And for the folks who are going to say, a business gets to do what they want with the business, we both agree with that. But to act like this was a business just acting independently and they just made this decision on their own is absurd.
It's absurd. It's absurd. This decision was forced on them. And if they do resist, they will be subject to more pressure and their own stations will have their licenses challenged. They'll win. If ABC fights that, they'll win because there is no basis to take their license away. Licenses are very, very rarely taken away for extreme malfeasance. This will never fly, but they'll have to fight like devils to keep it from consuming them. And it's the reason that people cave is they don't want the fight. They don't want the fight.
Yep.
But eventually the fight comes to you. You know, World War II, we didn't want the fight. We didn't want to fight. It came to us, okay? And I don't want to make it too grandiose, but this is a real fight over the basic principles of our country. At some point, you have to say, no, we don't do that in this country. I hope it's ABC that does it.
Last thing, Bill, and I'll let you go. Another part that is just an insult to reality is when individuals, prominent, influential conservatives or callers to our station are saying, well, he knowingly lied, and so there should be a standard of truth. First of all, I get that the preponderance of evidence was leading to the Tyler Robinson politically assassinated Kirk. But at the time on Monday, the filings and charges were not out yet, so it was not definitively proved. And then, oh, by the way, if you're going to tell me, defenders, that the President of the United States doesn't lie on a regular basis, then you're just sticking your head in the sand. And then his main network, Fox, just a few years ago, had to pay Dominion close to $800 million because they had to admit they knowingly continued to lie based on baseless information about the 2020 election. So get out of here with the lying part.
But here's the thing. Even if you concede, if you say it was a lie, that's still you can't take him off the air for that.
Right.
He's the right to do it.
Yes.
He has the right to do it. You just as all these people have the right to say Joe Biden was demented. You have the right to do it in this country. And for them to say, well, therefore, they should take their license away. Come on. This is what's happening. We're basically saying they're insisting that their point of view has to be honored or we will break you. And that's just as un-American as it gets.
Couldn't say it any better. I'll leave on that. Thank you so much. I'll be very curious to what happens. And as always, I appreciate you coming on.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bill Carter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.